This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 179. For Thursday, December 10th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday. The January canola contract is up 550 at 593.30 per ton. The March contract is up 560 at 588.80 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil were supportive of canola prices. Nearby contracts were up by about 0.75 cents in early morning trade. Market participants were positioning ahead of today's WASDE report from the USDA. Continued strength in the Canadian dollar was a limiting factor for canola, as the loonie was over 78.3 U.S. cents in early morning trade. Benchmark crude oil prices were stronger this morning, as demand has been picking up in Asia, South America, and parts of Europe. Developments in the COVID-19 vaccine also contributed to the positive sentiment in crude oil markets. The Chicago soy complex was stronger this morning. Analysts estimate that the WASDE report will show U.S. ending stocks at 168 million bushels for soybeans, down from 190 million in the November report. Soybean export sales were reported at 569,000 tons, which was in line with market expectations. Soy meal sales were reported at 163,000 tons, and soy oil sales were around 8,400 tons. The January soybean contract is up 13.5 cents at $11.72 per bushel. January soy oil is up by about 0.75 cents at 38.5 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up $3.50 at $382 per hundredweight. Corn futures are slightly stronger today. Export sales for the current marketing year were reported at 1.3 million tons, which was on the higher end of market expectations. Brazil's total corn crop production is forecast to come in at 102.6 million tons, down from November's forecast of 104.9 million tons. The March contract is up by 2 cents at 426 per bushel. Wheat futures are higher this morning. Export sales for the current marketing year were reported at 616,000 tons, which was higher than market expectations. Analysts estimate that the USDA will report world wheat ending stocks at 321.1 million tons, down from November estimates of 320.4 million. Chicago March is up by 3 cents at 573. Kansas City March is up 3.5 cents at 540. And Minneapolis spring wheat is up 6 cents in the March contract at 549. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, December 10th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.